Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia geeks, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Gibbons, and I am joined by my very best friend, Meredith Solo. Hi, Meredith.
Hi, kids. I hope you're ready to play trivia because I am.
We have some fun planned for you guys because after all, this game show is about you. That's right. You're the contestants here on Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast, and it's on you to emerge from this contest victorious. No pressure, but you need to beat Meredith.
All you have to do is beat me, which isn't very hard, so good luck to you.
Depending on the topic, it should be a shoo-in. All right, we've done Disney trivia before, but never like this. We're talking to some real brain stumpers of Disney trivia here, and I'm kind of here for it. How do you feel in terms of confidence, Meredith, with some pretty challenging Disney trivia?
I think my confidence level with challenging Disney trivia would be like a 5 out of 10.
Okay, so like, it could go either way.
Like, I'm a Disney fan, but I would not call myself a Disney fanatic. Does that make sense?
This might be a struggle for you.
Okay.
Good news. If you're listening at home or in the car, this is your chance.
Okay. If you're a Disney fanatic,
take her out.
Take me out.
Yes.
I mean, actually, every week is your chance.
All right. First, let's go over the rules.
Okay.
I'm going to lead you through 2 rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask a question. Then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with the answer. You're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, tally up your score and crown the winner, which is hopefully you.
Yes.
All right. Are you ready for round 1 of some challenging Disney trivia?
I'm super ready for it. Let's go.
All right. Question number 1. We're opening with a true or false. True or false? Mickey Mouse was the first cartoon character to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
True.
That is true. He was the first cartoon character. The first one. Big deal.
Good.
Okay, question number 2. Who is the only Disney princess who was inspired by an actual person?
I believe that would be Cinderella.
It is not. It is one of my faves, Pocahontas.
Is Pocahontas considered a Disney princess?
She is indeed. She is considered a Disney princess. Yes.
Up
one of the coolest
the
ones.
Yeah. Why can't we have Disney song trivia? Then I would win every time.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll do it.
All right, next.
Okay, question number 3. Who was the only Disney main character who didn't talk throughout the whole entire film?
Bambi. Wow, I'm losing so bad today.
It was, I don't know if you're wrong.
Bambi's mother.
It's Dumbo.
Oh, no, it was from that era. Okay, all right.
It's Dumbo. Okay, question number 4. In most Disney princess movies, the princess's father is the only biological parent living. Am I right? Which Disney princess had the opposite situation?
The dad died, the mom stayed?
Yes. You think it would stick out because it's such a rarity.
It really is. I'm just racking my brain of all the dead moms right now. Oh. I think that it's... I don't know what it is.
It is Tiana from Princess and the Frog. Yes, Tiana and her mom.
They were getting annihilated on today's trivia. Okay.
Question number 5. In the movie The Sleeping Beauty, what were the names of the 3 good fairies? Guys, I warned you off the cuff that this was going to be a challenging episode.
Okay, well, I actually know their names.
Ooh, go on.
It is Meriwether, fauna and flora.
That is right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
They are my favorite berries.
I just know one piece of obscure Disney trivia. That was
that
it.
One. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Okay. Question number six. How many daughters does King Triton have in The Little Mermaid?
Eight.
Actually, he has seven.
Wow. Okay.
Aquata, Adrina, Arista, Atina, Adela, Alana, and Ariel.
Talk about a girl dad.
I mean, I have three kids and I just all call them by one name most of the time. So they'd all be Ariel. Like Ariel one, Ariel two, Ariel three.
Don't you hate it when you're yelling at your kids and you're like, Logan, Lyman, I don't know, whoever.
Anybody listening to me at all. Usually I just call them the dog's name at this point. Question number seven. What magical, mythical forest creature did Merida follow through the woods in the movie Brave?
Ooh, I don't know.
This movie is amazing. If you've never seen Brave,
I've never seen Brave.
It is so cool. Lots of girl power in this movie, and it is the Will-O-The-Wisps. You would love it. Question number eight. What fraternity did Mike Wazowski become a member of in the Monsters University? Fun trivia fact. The Monsters University and Inc. universe, my favorite Disney movies.
Is it?
Oh my gosh, I'm a huge fan. I
of
actually
Monsters,
have
Inc.?
This fraternity shirt.
Okay, is it Uzma Kappa?
It is Uzma Kappa.
Ooh.
I would 100%
rush Uzma
Kappa.
You gave it away when
Uzma
you told
Kappa.
Me the shirt name. I was like, yes. I've seen that one.
Yes. Question number nine. What is the name of Buzz Lightyear's arch nemesis?
Okay, that's Zurg.
It is Zurg. We all got one, and his is Zurg. Okay, question number 10, final question this round. In the movie Finding Nemo, Dory and Marlin ride through a current to speed up their travel to Nemo's location. What famous current is this?
It's the Australian one.
Yes. Do you know what it's called?
Australian Current.
Partially. It is the East Australian Current, the EAC, man. That's how they get around.
Oh, man.
So not bad. You know, kind of like a middle of the road, you know, round. Not terrible. I feel like at the very least we walked away learning something.
I got three.
Yes. All right. Let's take a quick break and we will come back with round two.
Okay. Round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Life gets busy and fitting in time to help yourself can be tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of BetterHelp Online Counseling. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure phone or video sessions plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, and even if you just need to talk, anything you share online is confidential, and if you are not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide and at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers four communication modes, and best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. Join over 1 million people, us included, taking charge of their mental health. That is betterhelp.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round number two of Challenging Disney Trivia.
Okay,
living up to its name, and I'm afraid it's only going to get slightly more difficult. Ugh. All right, question number one for round two. Who was the only Disney princess to have a tattoo?
Okay, I'm going to go, it's just a guess, but I'm going to guess this time Pocahontas again.
That is right. It is my fave, Pocahontas.
Okay, she did indeed. I figured it was Native American tattoos are a thing. So yes. Okay.
Question number two. In 1929, Mickey spoke his first words. What were they?
Dog.
They were also my first words, I think. I don't know for sure, but it just feels on brand for me that it would be hot dog. Okay, question number three. In 1993, three hopefuls joined the Mickey Mouse Club. I loved this show, you guys. Today, they are three popular musical artists. Who were they?
Okay, oops, I'm going to do it again because it's Britney Spears, her childhood BFF, Christina Aguilera.
Bing.
They were very competitive with each other, kids, by the way. And then also her boyfriend, Justin Timberlake, from back in the day.
Yes.
See? I might not know Disney, Mickey Mouse but Club I produced do
some
know.
Like mega yeah. hitters. Mega hit- You know, Ryan Gosling was a
Ryan
Musketeer.
Ryan Gosling was yes. a Musketeer?
Oh, I wanted to try out to be a Musketeer so bad. My mom would never take me to Florida to do it.
Is Musketeer still on or that's done?
It's not. It's done. But hey, they should bring him back.
They should.
Okay, question number four. In Pinocchio, he and his father are consumed by a massive blue whale. What was this whale's name?
No clue.
It is... It's living up to his name. It is Monstro. Monstro, the gigantic whale. One of the reasons why Britney's afraid to go in the ocean. Thank you, Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Question number five. What was the name of Maleficent's pet raven?
Diablo.
It was Diablo. Good job.
Yeah.
Question number six. What Disney movie received the first ever Oscar nomination in the company's entire history?
Up?
It predates Up a little bit. It's actually a tale as old as time. It is Beauty and the Beast.
It is a tale as old as yes. time.
Question number seven. What were the name of Ursula's two pet eels in The Little Mermaid?
I have no idea.
Almost named my sons these names. That's Flotsam and Jetsam. Can you imagine?
They are so thankful you didn't do that.
They are so lucky. They should be forever in debt to me. Okay, question number eight. What's the name of the daycare where the characters find themselves trapped in Toy Story 3?
I don't know. I didn't see that one.
They all just make me cry, you guys. Every Toy Story is a new level of tears for me. It is the Sunnyside Daycare. Ugh. Question number nine. What was the name of the city where the movie Monsters, Inc. took place?
Monstropolis.
It was in Monstropolis. Yeah. One of the best cities ever. Okay, final question. Who was the only Disney princess to have brothers?
Really? Only one Disney princess had brothers?
You know,
I'm just going to go with Pocahontas again. She seems to be a real winner for me. Is it Pocahontas?
It is Merida.
Ugh, I got to see this movie.
Yes, you do.
This is my most shameful performance.
Oh, no.
I only had eight.
You know, that's not bad. These questions were really hard.
They were so hard. But, I mean, you know, I feel like eight was pretty good. Like,
it is pretty good.
Maybe if there's a scale in this class, I can still get the A.
Yeah, it depends on
everyone
what the curve
did bad.
Is. There's going to be a curve. There's going to be a curve.
That's what it's called. I've been out of school for so long, I forgot the word. The curve. I need a grading curve.
Hey, guys, head to our Facebook page. Let us know how you did on this episode. Make Meredith feel better. Did I also challenge you a little bit?
You did.
We are on Facebook and Instagram at the Family Retro Trivia Pod. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. You can find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. If you've liked what you heard today, make sure to leave us an awesome review on iTunes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, trivia nerds.
Okay, kids, we'll see you later.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.